Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. On our special holiday show this week, we answer a question about why Christmas is celebrated on December 25th. Play some music from new holiday albums, and report about an unusual holiday. Every December, many Americans celebrate holidays. Christians have Christmas. Jews have Hanukkah. And many African Americans observe Kwanzaa. Some people also celebrate a holiday that began on a television show. Faith Lapidus explains Festivus.
A man named Dan O'Keefe created Festivus and started celebrating it in the 1960s. O'Keefe's son Daniel became a writer for the American television comedy show Seinfeld. He wrote a show about Festivus that was first broadcast on Seinfeld in December of 1997. He also wrote a book about it. The Real Festivus was published in 2005. On the television show, the character Frank Costanza invents Festivus. He does so to protest that Christmas has lost meaning and has become nothing more than a time to shop. He celebrates Festivus on December 23rd. He uses an aluminum pole instead of a Christmas tree. People gather at someone's house and tell each other all the ways they have been disappointed in the past year. They eat a holiday dinner. Then two of them test their strength by fighting with each other. One of the main ideas of Festivus is that people of all religions can celebrate it. Frank Costanza explains on Seinfeld.
A Festivus for the rest of us!
The Washington Post newspaper recently listed some ways Americans are celebrating Festivus for real. For example, it says about 400 people are expected to attend a Festivus party on Saturday in Springfield, Illinois. In New York City, the Pink Pony restaurant held a Festivus party earlier this month. The Grape Ranch in Okemah, Oklahoma, celebrated Festivus with a party on December 16th. The Grape Ranch also produces a Festivus wine. And shoppers in the city of New Orleans, Louisiana, can attend a Festivus marketplace. They can give away gifts they have received that they do not like.
Our VOA listener question this week comes from Vietnam. Din Cong Huy wants to know why Christmas is celebrated on December 25th. That is the day Christians celebrate the birth of Jesus, whom they believe was the Son of God. But history and religious experts say there is no evidence that the man known as Jesus was born in December. In fact, the Christian Bible says nothing about when he was born or that his birth should be celebrated. Experts say the reason for celebrating the birth of Jesus in December came from festivals in ancient Greece and Rome. The Greeks honored their god Bacchus on or about December 21st each year. the Romans honored their god Saturn for 7 days, beginning December 17th. The Romans observed Saturnalia by closing businesses, attending parties, and giving gifts. Another important part of the celebration was using light to frighten away dark spirits. History experts note that these holidays came at the same time of the year as the day with the shortest period of daylight. That day is called the winter solstice. The ancient calendar said it was December 25th. Experts say the winter solstice was an important part of all societies because the sun is at its lowest point. Ancient people believe that the gods must defeat evil forces for the sun's light to return. People in the Roman Empire in the 4th century celebrated festivals honoring the sun on December 25th. Roman Emperor Constantine celebrated such a sun festival. He became a Christian shortly before he died, more than 1,600 years ago. The Christian Church within the Roman Empire took the date of the Sun Festival, December 25th, as the date for Christmas. Not all Christians did this, however. In areas using a different calendar, Christmas was celebrated in January. Some Christian churches today celebrate Christmas on January 6th. Experts say many Christmas traditions began as Christian attempts to gain religious followers. These early Christians accepted the traditions of other groups. For example, the Norsemen of Scandinavia celebrated a sun festival in which they burned fires and placed green plants in their homes. Many Christians today place evergreen trees in their homes as part of the holiday celebration. You can hear more about modern Christmas traditions and music on the special English program, This is America, on Monday.
O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee light above the deep and dreamless sea. The silent stars go by.
Popular singers and musicians release special holiday albums for the Christmas season. Barbara Klein tells us about some of the new albums this year.
Grammy Award-winning singer Sarah McLachlan released her first-ever album of Christmas music, Winter Song. It offers quiet and serious music for the holiday season. Here, Sarah McLachlan sings Christmas Time is Here. Diana Krall is playing the piano.
Christmas time is here. Happiness and cheer, fun for all the children call their favorite time of year. Snowflakes in the Yuletide by the fireside.
Another new Christmas album is from country singer Brad Paisley. His album is called Brad Paisley Christmas. Critics say it is a good mix of new and traditional holiday songs. Here is Brad Paisley singing Winter Wonderland.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. It's a beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Well, gone away is the bluebird, and here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he's Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. You can do the job when you're in town. Later on.
Still another new Christmas album is from Bette Midler. It is called Cool Yule. Her collection includes both serious and funny Christmas songs. She sings one song in the language of Hawaii, the state where Midler was born. We leave you now with Bette Midler singing Mele Kali Ki Maka. It means Merry Christmas.
Mele Kali Ki Maka is the thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day.
In Hawaii.
That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Is Hawaii's way to say Merry Christmas to you.
Mele hula, yaka hiki dula.
Mele kaliki maka is the thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright. The sun will shine by day and all the stars at night.
Mele Kali Ki Maka is Hawaii's way to say Merry Christmas to you.
Mele Mele Kali Ki Maka.
I'm Doug Johnson. I hope you enjoyed our special holiday program today. It was written by Nancy Steinbach. Katie Weaver was the producer. To read the text of this program and download audio, go to our website, voaspecialenglish.com. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in Special English. And all of us in Special English wish all of you a happy holiday.